WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance in a world that often feels like it's spinning way too fast. You know that feeling when you were totally crushing it at work, acing presentations, maybe even nailing that tricky yoga pose. But then bam. That little voice in your head whispers, are you really good enough? What if everyone finds out you're a fraud? That, my friends, is imposter syndrome, the sneaky saboteur that makes you question your achievements and doubts your abilities. It's like having a personal gremlin on your shoulder whispering nasty things just when you think you've got it all figured out. But guess what? You are not alone. Everyone experiences imposter syndrome at some point, even the rock stars, the CEOs, the seemingly confident folks you see strutting around with an air of invincibility. It's a universal human experience. So how do we kick this gremlin to the curb and build that unshakable confidence we all crave? Today, we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will help you silence those pesky self-doubts and step into your power. Number 1. Recognize it. Awareness is the first step to conquering imposter syndrome. It's like catching a cold. If you don't acknowledge it, it just gets worse. So pay attention to those thoughts, I got lucky, they'll figure me out, I'm not really qualified. When those thoughts creep in, don't beat yourself up, simply acknowledge them. Recognize they are not facts, but rather unhelpful narratives your brain is spinning. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. This one can be tough, but think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything a grumpy stranger on the bus said about you, right? So why believe every negative thing that pops into your head? When those self-sabotaging thoughts arise, ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support this? Most likely, the answer is no. Your brain is just playing tricks on you. Number 3. Focus on your accomplishments. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating your wins, big or small. Keep a journal, make a list, share them with someone you trust. It's amazing how quickly those feelings of inadequacy can fade when you focus on what you've actually achieved. Ever heard the saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take? Well, apply that to your confidence. Celebrate every shot you take, even if it doesn't always go in. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive people. Your social circle has a huge impact on your self-belief. Seek out people who uplift you, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly bring you down or make you feel inadequate. Remember, you are worthy of being surrounded by supportive and inspiring individuals. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. This is huge, folks. Be kind to yourself, seriously, treat yourself like a best friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has doubts, and that's perfectly okay. Learn from your experiences, forgive yourself, and move on with grace and resilience. Now let me paint you a picture of a real-world scenario. Imagine you're applying for your dream job, the one that feels just out of reach. You have all the skills, the experience, the passion, but that imposter syndrome voice whispers, they'll see right through you, you're not good enough. You start questioning everything, doubting your qualifications, and even thinking about backing out. But then you remember our 5 key takeaways. You recognize the negative thoughts for what they are, unhelpful narratives. You challenge those thoughts by reminding yourself of your accomplishments and strengths. You focus on the positive aspects of the opportunity and visualize yourself succeeding. You surround yourself with supportive friends who encourage you to go for it, and most importantly, you practice self-compassion by acknowledging that everyone feels insecure sometimes, and it's okay to be nervous. Taking a deep breath, you decide to submit your application because at the end of the day, not trying is always worse than failing. And who knows, maybe that dream job becomes your reality. So remember, overcoming imposter syndrome isn't about pretending to be perfect or magically erasing those doubts. It's about recognizing those thoughts, challenging them, celebrating your wins, surrounding yourself with positivity, and practicing self-compassion. You are capable of amazing things, even if that little voice in your head tells you otherwise. Trust me on this one, you got this. Now go out there and own it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who embrace their strengths and silence those pesky self-doubts. And as always, remember to subscribe for your daily dose of Stoic Calm. I'll catch you on the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.